All right, before we get into the nitty-gritty, let's set the stage. Pony AI is a global leader in autonomous mobility, focusing on robo-taxis and other self-driving solutions. Based in Guangzhou, China, they've been pushing the boundaries of autonomous tech since 2016. They're listed on both NASDAQ and the Hong Kong Stock Exchange, which gives them a unique position in the market. Today, we'll unpack everything from their revenue growth to their long-term potential. Stick with me. This is going to be a comprehensive look at whether Pony is a buy, hold, or pass for your portfolio. Let's start with who Pony AI is and what they do. Founded in 2016, Pony AI is at the forefront of autonomous driving technology, operating primarily in China and the United States. Their mission is to revolutionize transportation through self-driving systems, with a heavy focus on robo-taxi services, virtual driver operations, and even vehicle-to-everything solutions that enhance road safety. They've got a team of over 1,400 employees and are led by CEO Jun Peng. What's cool about Pony AI is their partnerships with big names like Toyota and Tencent, which help them scale their tech across different markets. They're not just a concept company, they're actively deploying robo-taxis in major cities and working toward mass commercialization. So that's the big picture. Now, let's zoom into their financial performance. All right, let's talk numbers, specifically Pony AI's revenue. For the full year of 2025, they reported revenue of about $90.2 million, a nice jump from $75 million in 2024. That's roughly a 20% year-over-year growth, which is solid for a company in such a cutting-edge industry. Breaking it down by segment for 2024, the latest detailed split we have, about $39.4 million came from Virtual Driver Operations Services, their core robo-taxi business. Engineering Solution Services brought in $27.9 million, and Product Sales added another $7.6 million. Geographically, most of their revenue is still tied to China, though they're starting to make small inroads in the U.S., with just over $600,000 coming from there in 2024. The key takeaway? Their robo-taxi operations are scaling fast, and recent reports suggest 160% year-over-year growth in robo-taxi revenue for Q4 2025, alongside a staggering 500% surge in fare charging revenues. That's the kind of momentum that gets investors excited. Now, let's move to their earnings. Looking at the most recent full-year results for 2025, Pony AI reported a net loss of about $134.3 million, which translates to an EPS of negative 35 cents. That's an improvement from 2024's net loss of $274.1 million, or negative 240 cents per share, showing they're narrowing their losses significantly. However, they're still not profitable, which isn't uncommon for a growth company in the autonomous space. R&D costs are massive. Their EBITDA for 2025 was negative $261.5 million, pretty much flat compared to the prior year, indicating that operating losses are still a big hurdle. The silver lining here is that gross profit margins are holding up at around 17%, and with revenue scaling, they're on a path to potentially flip the switch to profitability in the coming years if they keep this trajectory. Diving deeper into their financial statements, let's check out Pony AI's balance sheet and cash flow. As of the end of 2025, they had $295.4 million in cash and cash equivalents, down from $535.9 million in 2024. That burn rate is something to watch, but their total current assets stand at a healthy $1.25 billion against just $91.5 million in current liabilities, giving them a strong current ratio of over 7. That means they've got plenty of liquidity to keep operations running. Total assets are at $1.81 billion, with equity at $1.65 billion, so their debt levels are minimal. Debt to equity is just 0.02, which is fantastic for a growth company. On the cash flow side, operating cash flow remains negative, with a burn of about $110.8 million in 2024, the latest detailed figure we have. Free cash flow is also in the red at negative $122.2 million, reflecting heavy investments in tech and fleet expansion. They're funding this through financing activities, raising over $407 million in 2024, likely from their dual listing and investor rounds. So, financially, they've got a runway, but profitability is the big question mark. Let's talk valuation. Right now, Pony AI is trading at a price-to-sales ratio of about 43.1, which is sky high, reflecting the market's big expectations for future growth in the autonomous driving sector. Their price-to-earnings ratio isn't meaningful since they're not profitable yet, sitting at negative 15.1. Enterprise value is around $3.63 billion, compared to a market cap of $3.22 billion, factoring in their cash reserves and minimal debt. Looking forward, analyst estimates for 2029 suggest a forward PE ratio of around 19.1, with a range between 14.3 and 24.3, assuming they hit profitability targets. That's a long way out, though, and a lot depends on their ability to scale robotaxi fleets and cut costs. Compared to peers in the autonomous space, this valuation is on the premium side, so you're paying for growth potential rather than current earnings. Is it worth it? We'll circle back to that. Alright, let's break down Pony AI through a SWOT analysis: strengths, weaknesses, opportunities, and threats. Starting with strengths, Pony AI has a clear edge in their asset-light licensing model, which allows for high-margin revenue and faster scalability compared to capital-intensive competitors. Their robotaxi revenue growth, 160% year-over-year in Q4 2025, is a standout, and partnerships with giants like Toyota and Tencent give them credibility and resources. On the weaknesses side, they're still burning cash and far from profitability, with negative operating cash flow and heavy R&D expenses. Opportunities are massive. Think global expansion of robotaxi services to over 20 cities by the end of 2026, as they've targeted, plus growth in urban and airport mobility through partnerships. But threats loom large too. Regulatory hurdles in autonomous driving are real, especially across different countries, and competition from players like Waymo and Tesla could eat into their market share if they don't execute fast. So a mixed bag, but the growth story is compelling if they navigate the risks. Let's take a look at Pony AI's recent stock performance. Over the past week, the stock is down 5.75%, and over the last month, it's dropped nearly 11%. However, zoom out to 3 months, and you've got a 19.8% gain, though it's still down 23.9% over the past year. Longer term, over 5 years, they're up 13.4%, which isn't bad for a volatile tech play. Compared to the broader industrial sector, which is up 28.3% over the past year, Pony has underperformed, but their niche in autonomous driving isn't directly tied to traditional industrial metrics. Looking at the chart, there's some support around the $9 level, where it's currently trading at 9.4 cents, but the downward trend over the past 6 months, down 8.6%, suggests caution. If you're a short-term trader, I'd watch for a break above key resistance around 10.50 cents before jumping in. For long-term investors, this could be a dip to buy if you believe in the robotaxi story. Now let's try to figure out Pony AI's intrinsic value. Given that they're not profitable yet and cash flows are negative, a traditional discounted cash flow model is tricky to apply with confidence. Instead, let's think about their value through a growth lens. If we assume they hit their target of deploying 3,000 robotaxis across 20-plus cities by 2026, and revenue continues to grow at 20 to 30% annually, we could see sales approaching $200 to $300 million in a few years. Applying a conservative price-to-sales multiple of 10, much lower than their current 43, would suggest a market cap of $2 to $3 billion, roughly where they are now. So, based on that back-of-the-envelope calculation, Pony AI might be fairly valued at current levels if they execute on their growth plans. But there's a big if there. Any hiccups in scaling or regulatory pushback could tank those assumptions. On the flip side, if they exceed expectations and start turning a profit sooner, there's upside to a $5 to $6 billion valuation in the medium term. For now, I'd say the stock isn't screamingly undervalued, but it's not wildly overpriced either for a speculative growth play. So, what's the final verdict on Pony AI? Here's my take. This is a high-risk, high-reward stock. Their robotaxi revenue growth and expansion plans are incredibly exciting, and their asset-light model sets them up for scalability. But the lack of profitability, cash burn, and regulatory uncertainties in the autonomous driving space are real concerns. If you're a long-term investor with a stomach for volatility, Pony could be a speculative addition to your portfolio, especially on dips around the $9 mark. For more conservative folks, I'd wait for clearer signs of profitability or a pullback in valuation multiples. What do you think? Are you bullish on robotaxis, or do you see too many roadblocks? Drop your thoughts in the comments below, and don't forget to like and subscribe for more deep dives like this. Until next time, invest smart.